are the people in your neighborhood, in your neighborhood, in your neighborhood. Say, who are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day? Oh, hi there, little fella.
Hello.
We've always had good neighbors. I don't know how we've been so blessed, but we've had good neighbors.
Yes, we have. Very compassionate neighbors for runaway dogs.
Yeah, right. That occasional escapee. But it helps to be in the same neighborhood as long as we've been as well. We're here at Rosie on the House. Thank you for tuning in. We're here to answer any question you might have about your house, home, castle, or cabin. We're talking this month about being a good neighbor. And I want to thank all of you who have reached out and given us feedback on the topic. It seems like it was very greatly appreciated. And I don't know how any of you used it or distributed it around the neighborhood or what, but thanks for the feedback. We're here with Bridges Connor with Get Organized with Bridges, talking about Get Organized Month, Go Month.
You know, we think of Phoenix as a young town, but there are people who have lived in the same home for a long time, and neighborhoods get older, and then the people get older, and then they've had these years and years in the same place, and they need to get, for whatever reason, they need to change, and it's a ton of work, and the older you are, the more work it is. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to tell you the way I met Bridges was through a women's networking group, and we took turns talking about our business, and so when the time came that I needed that for my family, I thought, oh, call Bridges. And, you know, I knew about you, but I had never really experienced mm-hmm. what it was like. And I, so Bridges came in, and it was a situation where the one of the spouses was hospitalized and then had to go to a home. And we had this big home full of stuff from 30 years, needed to downsize, move across town, and reestablish. And in that, you know, a traumatized spouse, lots to deal with, you know, just so overwhelming, Bridges, and you guys made it really easy. So just kind of share with people the different scenarios where they might find that, you know, in that aging of place part of life, that life worth living, how you can help someone, facilitate someone in going to that next step.
Oh, absolutely. I see it in all shapes and forms. Sometimes I get a phone call from you know, sons and daughters that live out of state, and their parents need to get downsized. They need to go to assisted living. They've been living there for 20, 30, 40, 50 years. They don't have the time to get off of work and come and deal with it. So, you know, fortunately, with 12 years and, you know, getting plugged in and loving what I do every single day, I've got a lot of great resources. So I've got, you know, people, senior placement people that can help research places and go and interview them. I've got accredited senior realtors that work with that work with clients in, you know, the elderly population. You know, do they want to age in place? I've got somebody that can remodel if they want to stay where they're staying, and minimize any trip hazard, minimize any stairs, you know, make the bathrooms and showers, you know, regulation, you know, we help the clients purge, we help them pack. Yes.
Well, I have to imagine, in your role, not only with all your organizational skills, but you've got to have a heart about the size of Texas, because I think, as it happened in our own family, sometimes the phone call you get is being driven by a traumatic event that the client-to-be is under a high state of anxiety. They may be suffering from a little bit of analysis paralysis, don't know the next thing to do, and have kind of hit a real plateau of getting anything done.
Analysis paralysis is perfect, because they're paralyzed.
They are.
You know, the sons and daughters are paralyzed. They're paralyzed, and you know, I'm able to come in and really get the ball rolling, provide a lot of resources, and get that ball going quickly, efficiently. And you know, I warn my clients that they're going to have fun while they do it, because that's just part of the that's just Good. The way we roll.
So, Bridges, let's go ahead and give out your information one more time. And you work all through the valley. Metro and beyond a little bit.
A little bit.
Mesa and.
I have ladies all over the valley. So I can pretty much cover just about anything.
Yeah, I see Cave Creek and Carefree, Phoenix, Scottsdale, Glendale, Peoria, Mesa. So you can, if you're listening, you know, a good chance that Bridges could help you. You also have a, you're a member of NAPO. And NAPO. So they would be able to, you would be able to help find someone if it was outside of your reach, Tucson or whatever.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So give us your website and phone number one more time.
GetOrganizedWithBridges.com. And my phone number is 480-297-7355.
And how do they get that wonderful newsletter that I get? How do you get that?
Actually, if you go through my website, it will require you to enter your email address. And so then you will automatically get my monthly newsletter.
Great way to keep little tips on how to organize.
Yes.
Get your questions ready for Rosie next hour, right here at Rosie on the House.